At one time, Flint, Michigan embodied the American dream. Until the 1970s, good-paying jobs here were plentiful at the General Motors Corporation auto assembly plants. At the height of Flint's prosperity, 82,000 people worked for General Motors, and downtown was a bustling, crowded city. Today, Flint, Michigan is a shadow of its former self. Empty buildings dot Main Street. General Motors continues to manufacture trucks in Flint, but it employs only 12,000 people. And General Motors' major supplier, Delphi Corporation, has filed for bankruptcy. Michael King works for Delphi. He fears the company may be planning to eliminate more jobs or cut wages in the near future.
I think there's some questions as to where we're going with that company and where we're going to end up.
King is already selling his home because of financial difficulties. Without this job, he says, he does not know what he would do. At the Regional United Auto Workers office in Flint, Director Dwayne Zuxwert continues to fight to save American auto worker jobs. But he realizes unions today have limited bargaining power when companies can relocate to China and other low-wage countries. In addition to negotiating labor contracts, he says, the union must get more involved in advocating trade policy.
We know that we've got to take a much stronger approach as far as political activism, as far as getting our message out to middle-class America, is that it isn't just about labor, it's about middle America.
But former American Motors Corporation Chairman Gerald Meyer says nothing can be done to bring those auto jobs back to Flint. Myers is now a professor of management at the University of Michigan.
For the younger people, they have to face up to the fact that this area, this Michigan area, is now not what it was, and they should go elsewhere, and they will go elsewhere and find jobs.
Thank you, Dad.
Flint Mayor Don Williamson says the future of Flint depends on its ability to attract businesses beyond the manufacturing sector. To do that, he says the city has spent millions of dollars in the last 4 years to tear down dilapidated buildings, repave roads, and increase the number of police on the streets.
First of all, we have to clean this town up before people are going to come here. We need to get the city in perfect condition, and then people will come back.
Renovating this historic bank building into apartments for students at the local University of Michigan campus is the beginning of an urban renewal effort. The city is also planning to make the entire downtown area a free wireless internet zone to attract high-tech businesses. While these efforts will not bring back the prosperity of the past, city leaders hope they will make the city of Flint more competitive in a global economy. In Flint, Michigan, Brian Patton, VOA News.